Good morning. This is Moses Seltzer again with the Daily Inspiration for October 22nd. And I'd like to read again of Beside the Still Waters in a little booklet, Daily Bible Reading and Inspiration for Personal or Family Devotions. I find it a little bit hard to expound on this one, but we'll see what the Lord does. I start reading here. Well, let's read the verse on top first. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Philippians 2:10. The salesman sat in my display room, leaning forward intensely. I used to be a wicked person, but I stopped all that. I am not one who has to go on his knees every day. I have no need to be forgiven. I don't lie. I don't cheat. I lead a good life, a good clean life. I have no need to belong to a church, nor am I a Pharisee who claims to pray so often. When I go home tonight, I will have no desire to ask God to help me be a better man, for I am good the way I am. I will not act like these folks who call themselves Christians, but then say we should pray for help every day. If they really were so good, they would have no need to pray for help. Now, who does that remind you of? To me, it reminds me of several people. It reminds me of the Pharisee and the publican there in Luke 18:10. It says, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in a week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Okay, so what's the difference here? Here's a Pharisee and here's a publican. And the Pharisee, you know, he looked at his works. And he was proud that he was a Pharisee. He was proud. He was a very proud man. He looked at this. He even looked at this publican, and he said, "I'm not like this publican. I do this and I do that, and I'm a good man. I fast twice in a week." And so he was a proud man. But the publican, what was he? The publican, standing afar off, would not lift so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You know, this publican, he saw his needs. He saw that he was far, far from perfect. He saw that he had many needs. He looked at the Bible, and he looked at the Word of God, and he realized that he was not perfect. And he was not like God at all. And so he said, God, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. I need your help. And that's why, because he acknowledged his need and he confessed his sin. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Okay, let's continue on in this little story here. His glinting eyes, the aggressive posture, and his words left me in shocked silence for a moment. Then I told him that I did feel the need for contact with God, even if he did not. This man was a very able salesman, but he worked for three different companies in just a few years, and then we heard no more about him. I have not seen him for a number of years. It is sad to see such an unbending man. James 5:16 says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. it is easy to be on bended knees while the heart, mind, and thoughts are not in the same position. Let us bring all of these into true subjection to our living God in continual prayer. Then, when the eternal call comes, we will not just fade away. Now, if we could just go back to this man again, and realize that this man called, in the story here, along with the Pharisee, they exalted themselves, and they depended on their own good works. They depended on their own abilities, and they had no need for God. Now, of course, it says the Pharisee prayed, but did he pray? Did he really pray to God? I don't believe a person that is walking with God would pray to God like this. Well, no, they wouldn't. They would not pray to God like this, because, and so this Pharisee, if you really think about it, he was just there making a show of himself. And I don't believe that, well, yeah, the Bible talks about that God hears those that come to him in a contrite heart. I will not despise, it says. And this Pharisee obviously did not show forth a contrite heart. And so let's be like the publican, and we realize who we are in the sight of God. We realize that God is a holy God, and that he wants a holy people to serve him. And why did God choose to bring the gospel through men? Why did he not choose to speak to us through angels, and angels only, and angels would bring the message, and we would be purified by our walking alongside of angels? No, God did not do that. God wants a people to serve him. God wants a people to serve him out of a pure heart and out of a desire to serve God. Not because they have to. Do you do the things because you have to, or because you love the Lord Jesus and you want to please him? See, that's who God wants to serve him. Those who, with a willing heart, bow before him, confess their sin, repent of them, and walk with Jesus. That's what God wants. God does not want robots. God does not make people do things that they don't want to do. But God wants people with an open heart and willing to serve him, willing to serve others. Am I willing to serve others? What about it? Are you willing to serve others? As ye have done unto the least of these, ye have done it so unto me, the Bible says. And so, did you ever think why we're here on this earth? Are we here so that we can have a good time? So that we can follow all the carnality of the world and walk after sports and fast cars and all these things? Is that why we're here on the earth? Or are we here to serve one another? Are we here to see... Are we here to serve one another, or are we here for our own, to fill our own fleshly desires and like I said before, go after all kinds of carnality? No, our sole purpose, the reason that God put us here on this earth is to glorify the Lord Jesus, to glorify our Heavenly Father, the God of gods, the Lord of lords, and the King of kings. We are here for one purpose, and that is to glorify God. And, oh, if we could just get a picture of that. If we could just allow ourselves to see and to understand why God put us here on this earth. It is not at all to exalt ourselves, to be someone in control, or someone with, maybe we look at different people and say, oh, how I wish I could be like that person. No, that's not at all why we're here for. We are here with one purpose, and God made us in His image. Imagine, we are made in the image of God. How beautiful. And then we go and, or the world does, the world goes and puts all kinds of paint on their face, and they put earrings in, and they put jewelry on to improve upon what God has made. Is that what it is? We can't improve on what God has made. We need to be willing to accept ourselves like God has made us and allow Him to change us. It doesn't matter how much paint we put on. We're not going to be beautiful unless God makes us beautiful. And as we walk with God, as we're purified, as we pray, and as God speaks to us, as we walk with God, then we will become beautiful. Beautiful. Have you ever noticed the difference between bright, shining, glowing faces and those that are just going around and with long faces and no smile and just really look sad? There's a big difference. There's a big difference in what's in the heart shows on the face many times. So let us be diligent in serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us be diligent and walk with Him and be diligent in the commandment that He has given us to there in Matthew 28 where it says, go ye out into all the world. Go ye out into all the world and preach the gospel. What does that mean? Go ye out into all the world and preach the gospel. Let me just read it here. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. You know, here it says, teaching them to observe all things. Not only are we to preach the gospel, but we're to make disciples, and we're supposed to teach them to observe all things. If we look in the other Gospels, we see very similar words at the end of the at least three of the Gospels, and they all say it a little bit different, but it has the same idea. We're to go out and preach and to teach and teach the all things of Christ, teach the commandments of Christ. Well, today, we are planning to go to the funeral of my father-in-law, Eli King, and not sure what to say about, there's a lot of things that I could say, but my time is about up, so I don't think I'll go into that very much, but it's just, as we come together, as we gather together, and we see so many long faces, it gives us a burden. It gives us a burden to share the gospel, to share the good news before it's too late. Have you? We don't know when the end of, when God chooses to end our life. That's not in our control. But it is in our control whether we give our heart and life to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. So let us be diligently seeking after the face of God. Let us be sure that our name is written in the book of life. I've asked my father-in-law if he reads the Bible every day. He said, oh, no, he doesn't need to read it every day. All he needs to do is look over it a little bit when he wants to preach, so that he knows what to preach. It's a very sad condition. It's the Bible is true. The Bible is our life. The Bible is our very, it's food for our soul. So let us devour the Word of God and read it and study it and apply it to our life and allow the Lord Jesus Christ to purify us and to cleanse us and to make us more like Him. That's what it's all about. Yes, that's what it's all about. Okay, well, God bless you and have a wonderful day. And this concludes my week of going through Beside the Still Waters. And I don't know about you, is it very interesting for me to expound on the articles that are in here and to allow the scripture to come right along. And so God bless you, and if you have a desire to call me, my name is Moses Stolzfus, and my phone number is 717-656-9576. I'd be glad to share with you. Today, of course, we have a funeral, so don't call me during the funeral, which is from which starts at 10 o'clock. 9 o'clock slow time. So, God bless you and have a wonderful day.